Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, welcome back. I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
And you're back with Open House with Team Reba. And on the break, we were talking just a little bit before we jump into our mortgage rates. We talked a lot about what you could do to try and be successful in your love letters. But we should also mention, I think we started touching on this a little bit, like what not to do.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Because have you seen that where you've had a client of yours just completely blow it on
yeah.
an offer?
Yeah. Yeah. They either start making remarks about things they want to change or making negative commentary about maybe the condition of the property. And, you know, you never really know where that seller's position is. Like maybe they just don't have the money, or maybe they don't have the skill set, or maybe there was something that reminds. In fact, actually, one of the ones that just came up recently was we're talking with a gal about selling her house, and she's going to work with us, but she had worked with another agent unsuccessfully before. And the thing that really got her was people wanting her to get rid of things that they were commenting that they didn't like certain woodwork in her house. Mm, mm-hmm. And these were things that she's just a recent widow, like a year into widowed.
So,
and these were things that her husband had built for her.
Sure.
And
sure.
So they have tremendous meaning.
Sure. Yeah.
And people were kind of ripping it apart. Like she was getting some offers, but they were low, and they were talking about the poor quality of the home and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she was just like, forget you.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm not selling to you.
Oh. Like, I can totally see that.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
You know, and if I'm buying a used car, I will, you know, from a private individual, that's a strategy. You know, I might spend an hour. I'll walk around the car and I'll look at every little flaw.
Tear it down. But you do that to somebody's house.
It's just a car. Yeah, if it's a house, that's personal, and that's a lot different.
Yeah.
So I if it's a car, you know, maybe I run the risk of offending the person selling it, but most likely I'm trying to just change their mindset to think, maybe it's not as nice as I really think it is. And maybe
well,
that
and the
works
thing is
with
a
some
car
sellers.
Is more of a commodity than a house. Mm-hmm. You might still have these homes that right now, the way homes are built, there can be quite a few that all sort of look alike,
mm-hmm.
but homes can be so individually unique, and because people can modify them and change them and paint them and all the things that they do, they really do become very personal and the things, the memories and things that are built into them. And like, I'll see those car commercials where someone tries to make a big deal about a car, but I'm like, really?
Right,
it's just a freaking car. Come on. It's not.
Many cases, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, I love my car, but in the end, it's just a car. Now, if you start going on about my house, we're going to have a whole other conversation.
Right.
You know.
Good point.
But anyway, so no, I would say the things that you don't want to do, just, you know, make sure that you're careful that you don't put yourself into a violation space,
mm-hmm.
Or don't put the seller into one potentially.
Right.
Because you want to be fair all the way around, mm-hmm. if you can, but be persuasive, mm-hmm. you know, and then don't make it too long. That's the other thing. I've literally seen like a 5-page love letter.
Oh, wow. No.
That's really overkill.
Yeah.
Just absolutely overkill.
You're putting a lot of faith in the person reading it that they're going to have the attention span to make it all the way through that. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Typically, you can get your point across in one page.
Right.
You know, it's not really necessary.
Sure. Yeah.
Should you use a special font, David? Well, you know, I guess if you want to be more flowery, but, you know, they got to be able to read it. I would say make sure that it's in a font they can read, at least 12 point. Because if you've got an older seller, then, you know, they don't want to be like holding it out 5 feet from your face.
Don't dot your eyes with little heart symbols and things like
that. Oh, my
that.
Gosh.
You probably don't want to be going there. Right?
Don't do that.
No
if
perfume,
I saw a letter
perfume
like
on
that,
the, on the
I'm
letter,
not sure I could handle even getting through the first sentence.
Yeah.
I have a personal bias against hearts with, you know, on top of eyes. I don't know why.
You know, although if you go through the home, if the house is all, you know, kitschy like that, maybe you got yourself a
Well, that's
a
true. It's a strategy, potentially.
Yeah.
Here's one of the things that I also do. So like when I was working with my client putting this offer together for today and we talked about the potential of a love letter, I did tell them to keep it about how they see envisioning the usage of the house. Keep it relatively short. Right.
Sure.
But speak to the things that I learned about the seller also as we did our upfront research.
Sure. I can tell how much work and effort you've put into this home, making it as beautiful as it is. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the landscaping or this or that. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this case, this guy only did a couple of extra touches because the prior owners actually had it completely remodeled. But they can say, we love the built-in benches that you put in because those are fantastic little additions that, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Things to that point that you paid attention.
I have properties, vacation rentals, little cottages, and when someone points out, you know, some of the features that mm-hmm. we put into those, the woodworking.
Yeah, like your backsplashes and stuff are really cool.
Those are made out of beach glass.
I remember asking you about them when I got to see them before.
Somebody brings that up, I light up, you know, like a beacon. It's like, wow, that's really cool that you noticed that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's some really cool stuff there. Yeah. So people definitely appreciate it, and they will respond to that. Will they necessarily pick you if there's $40,000 more on the table? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But they, you know, like you said earlier, they might give you an opportunity to at least play ball a little bit longer.
So what have we learned today? A box of chocolates when you inspect the property, right?
You're going to do a Forrest Gump letter.
Yep. And we want to write a appropriate love letter. Don't go too overboard.
And not too long. Don't
not
be
a crazy
verbose.
One like ones that we've read before.
Yeah.
And then you might have an increased chance of success. So that's good.
Yeah.
And
sometimes make sure and ask the listing agent whether or not they'll even provide it.
Right. Absolutely.
Because why waste your time if it's not even going to be looked at?
In the first case. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so, tell me about rates.
Yeah.
Are we loving
those?
Marching
along. We have had 3 days where they haven't gone up. So that's good. That's a good sign.
Okay.
So yeah, rates are hanging in there this week right now, and 30-year fixed rate, a conforming conventional loan, we're hovering right around 4%. FHA and VA, we're hovering around 3.75%. 15-year fixed rate around 3.25%, and jumbo rates like a 30-year fixed rate, same thing, right around just in the high threes, low 4% range. So
still
looking pretty good. And you know, it's one of those things with all the news going on, and especially these terrorist events in France.
Oh,
it's one of those
so awful
circumstances with interest rates that. Bad as it sounds, we tend to benefit from bad news because in the mantra sort of bad news is good, events like that will unsettle the financial markets. And when that happens, the U.S. benefits from what we call flight to quality or flight to safety investing. So if things are unstable in Europe or Asia, then money will flow into the U.S. and it's supply and demand. The more money we have available, the lower rates will tend to go. So this is maybe one of those indications where this bad news is starting to kind of offset a little bit of the strength that we're seeing in our local economies or in our economy. The strengths will tend to increase rates. You know, the bad news will tend to decrease rates. So we have a little bit of a balancing thing going on right now with all
that. I keep
hearing
quite a bit about China being a lot more unstable. And so with it, like
absolutely.
We're seeing it with a bunch of the cash offers coming in to say like the East Side and whatnot. But are you seeing that also impacting the rates
It's affecting a bunch of things, because they're going into a bit of an economic slowdown, and we're in a global economy, so that tends to slow us down as well. It's also affecting oil, and one of the reasons that oil prices are as low as they are right now is there's a ton of supply of oil out there, but also mostly it's because China's using less of it now as their economy has started to slow down a little bit. So as we see oil prices dropping, that lowers the cost of doing business for everybody that's got trucks on the road and all the
well, one of my clients
issues.
Who's moving up here, who's in a trucking company, will be very happy to hear that.
There you go.
That's a mutual client of ours.
It's a significant difference. Mm-hmm. And even right on down to the taxi driver or the Uber driver that, you know, instead of, you know, costing $100 to fill the tank, it's only going to cost, you know, $30 or $40 to fill
I can
the
tell
tank.
You, James, my husband is extremely happy because his diesel rates have gone way,
I've seen
way,
the truck
way
that
down.
He drives.
It's
and
a beast.
I totally
it
get it.
It is a beast.
Well, thank you all for joining us today, Open House with Team Reba. We're always available. You can tweet us at Team Reba, info@teamreba.com or eric@ericismybanker.com. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week, 3 o'clock every Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.